Good morning and welcome to day six of the Serving Challenge at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott and I'm coming to you on this Tuesday morning as we begin our first week looking at the first aspect of the Serving Challenge. We spent 5 days introducing each of the aspects, and today is day one of the attitude aspect. And so we've introduced it and we've talked about the Christ hymn, and this attitude focus really draws our attention to the verse 5 of Philippians 2, that let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. And that is sort of the focus for this week. How can we have an attitude like Jesus? Pastor Zach talks about getting into this whole trap of allowing our negative thoughts to be our automatic response. And I suppose that's true on some level. I don't know so much. I didn't check his facts in terms of the science of our how many thoughts we have and our repetitive thoughts and how many of those are negative. But I do know that there is a theory, you know, sort of this fake it until you make it. If you say something long enough, it becomes true, or at least you begin to believe that it is true. And unfortunately, we have many examples of that being used negatively, right, to manipulate people and people's perception, and maybe even manipulate people to question what is real or fact or not. But I think used positively in this instance, where we condition ourselves, we train ourselves, we encourage ourselves, we ask God's help to invite us or to allow us to react and respond more positively. I think that would be a good thing. I'm reminded of folks who engage in gratitude journals and every day writing down things that they're grateful for in an effort to help them think more positively and be able to focus on the good things and the positive things in their life, just not just the negative, which it can be so easily to focus on and which can actually lead to some level of despair. You know, the gospel is good news. And as followers of Jesus Christ who believe in the good news of the gospel, we should have a positive mindset and we should respond positively to things and not just negatively. It should be a mindset of abundance and not scarcity. And I think that's what Pastor Zach is getting at, not only today, but this week, to see things not as dwindling resources, even our time, our love, God's love is a dwindling resource, but as something that there is more than enough of, and actually the way that it multiplies is by being shared. So on this day six of the challenge, but day one of the attitude focus, let that be a challenge to you to imagine how you might think differently, respond differently to things, and not seeing them as possibilities, not impossibilities. I'm going to join you on that. I myself at times can focus on how things are not likely to work out and all the challenges in their way, but to focus more positively and to lean into the good news of the gospel and to look to Jesus as an example of such. It's been great spending this part of this morning with you. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow, not for a hump day, hallelujah, although it is a Wednesday, but for day seven of this serving challenge. Take care.